a little bit earlier today, but a little bit earlier, better than never. Jonathan Cherry of Cherry Flavor Media joins me now. How are you doing, Jonathan?
Hey, morning, Lester. Yeah, really well on yourself.
Very good. So, Ad Focus, looking at the world of advertising. We're going to start with CelC. They have a new campaign called Change Your Summer. What's it all about?
Yeah, so Lester, as you would expect, the big cell phone companies are rolling out their campaigns for the summer, and CelC being one of the biggest in South Africa, they've got one called Hashtag Change Your Summer. But what's quite interesting about this is that they're saying to CelC customers and those who are considering moving to CelC that the opportunity after a very long year is to, yes, let's take a little bit of a break and connect with friends and family over summer. But what they're also saying is that there's a huge opportunity in 2021 to change your life by starting a new business venture in 2021. And to help with that, they're actually putting together a series of prizes where they're offering winners the opportunity to win a bucky, to actually start their own little business and to use the bucky as an asset, which is going to help them do that, which I think is quite interesting, because what they're indicating is that big business actually has an important role to play in promoting small business and entrepreneurship in South Africa. And often what I find quite amazing, Lester, is that the story and the importance of small business and entrepreneurship in South Africa is often lost in discussions where we talk about job creation. And in actual fact, around the world, the evidence shows that if you really want to grow an economy, you grow it by growing the small business sector, because ultimately small businesses employ other people and they create new tax revenues in an economy, which understandably our government is very keen to grow. So more and more, I'm seeing big business get on board with this idea that they need to be supporting small business. I think more recently, Discovery said that they will be committing to paying their small vendors within 50 days of invoice, which I think is, that's a step in the right direction. I'm a little bit surprised that that isn't the case. But I suppose it shows a new commitment that big business understands that in order for big business to grow, they need to grow the economy. And the best way to do that is to try and help people get on their feet. And I think what's very interesting for me is that often I deal with startups and they're in the tech space, and we talk about the need for VC and all of these huge concepts. But in actual fact, in South Africa, something as basic as just having access to a bucky to go and deliver some vegetables to a supplier is so important. So I think it's a basic campaign, but I'm very glad to see that the likes of CelC are starting to put money and effort behind small business and making sure that it happens.
It's quite interesting, like something like offering a bucky as a prize is something quite quaint, but as an emerging business, logistics is an issue. And if you're a small business that doesn't have the capital to buy transport or have a logistics system, the price of just a simple bucky is something, you know, that you would go for.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think what's, potentially I'm going to admit it myself, I don't necessarily understand the realities of many small businesses in South Africa, because they are so basic and they're just trying to survive. They're trying to put together some kind of value offering where people can actually make money. And as I say, I work with startups where the concepts that we talk about are quite cerebral. They're quite big. They tend to be digital. But as you say, just the idea of having a bucky that you're able to then go and make money on top of the fact that you have access to this thing. Right. And we're not talking about fancy businesses. It might be a bucky that you can charge out to go and deliver people's groceries or to do furniture removals. Or any of those kind of small basic things. We think that that's just simple, it's basic. But such a basic thing is so needed. And as part of this campaign, CelC are also offering basic advice as to how to put together a business model, how to structure a marketing plan. What do you do with the small amount of money that you do make? Do you go and spend that on a new suit, or do you invest it back into the business? Such basic concepts that I think often the people who have the answers to those questions just think are too basic to actually put out there. And I think what's really nice is that CelC are going to basics and they are looking at simple businesses that really can make a difference in people's lives. And as you say, a bucky seems like such an arbitrary thing, but if you don't have access to money, a bucky is an absolute godsend. So I think it's a great idea.
Jonathan, let's talk about TikTok. Every month there seems to be some sort of new social media application. TikTok's obviously not new, but it is changing the way, particularly how young people are broadcasting their world. And I downloaded it. I sometimes watch TikTok videos. I haven't made a TikTok myself, but what I'm seeing is the kids are all right, and goodness, the kids are funny.
Yeah, you know, Lester, what's really interesting is that when I was a teenager, I was into bands like Nirvana, and, you know, I was part of that grunge generation, and that defined me as a teenager. In 2017, we kind of saw the rise of YouTube and the fact that teenagers were watching 3 or 4 hours of YouTube a day. Mm. But now what's so interesting is that TikTok seems to be one of those digital media channels which really is only for teenagers. Only teenagers really get it. And I think for the first time, teenagers are the people who are watching TikTok, but also they are the content producers of TikTok. And what's staggering is some of the numbers around TikTok. So one of them is that TikTok has been downloaded 2 billion times. Donald Trump tried to can TikTok in the United States, but actually didn't make any difference whatsoever. It's more popular than ever. And what's quite interesting is that teenagers are now becoming influencers on TikTok, and they are commanding quite significant sums to be influencers because they are sponsored by brands, and they become little media channels in themselves. So that's an interesting development. But I guess the real value of TikTok is an algorithm that actually serves you a continuous stream of videos, which learns what your preferences are. So it's a very compelling way of serving content to people. And also what it allows is that anyone can go viral on TikTok. So you don't have to have an existing mass of followers. You can easily pick up followers just by the fact that you are producing content that somebody else might like. And if they like that content, they might follow you. And that's how you can pick up an audience or a community on TikTok.
And I found that particularly musicians, indie musicians, you know, are using it as a great platform to market their music. I have discovered some really good music that is used as videos on used as background music for some of these videos. And then I would go, you know, try and search a lyric or try and find out this person, and all of a sudden end up on a YouTube channel. Next thing you know, this person's in my iTunes already. So it's also being used quite cleverly by young musicians in this platform of young people.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's the value of these algorithms. That's the value of this machine learning, is that it does recognize the patterns that you enjoy, and it serves up something similar and kind of progresses your taste spectrum as you move along. And as you say, it's such a wonderful tool to discover new artists, new content creators, just new media. And I think that's the value of this thing. And what's really great is it almost democratizes all of the creators on the platform, so that if you are a small band from Cape Town and you produce an interesting song and you become viral on TikTok, you know, through a fair amount of luck, I guess, it's just a fantastic platform then to amplify your talent to a much broader audience. And I think that's what's great about TikTok and the ability that it has just to kind of expose you to new music and to new creators.
Look, if you can get through the dancing challenges, I think.
Yeah, look, I'm way too old for the dancing challenges, and I certainly don't have TikTok on my phone. But I think that's what's interesting, is that it's a platform which is designed just for people to have fun, to create interesting content, and based on their creativity, others might follow them, or they just might lose all the followers as quickly as they got them. But I guess that's the thing, is it's not about building up an audience and kind of sticking to your style or something like that. It's about creating compelling content, putting it out there, and hey, maybe it becomes successful, maybe it doesn't.
Jonathan, we were talking earlier in the show about the difference between December, the month, and December, the vibe, December, the feeling. And there was a bit of, you know, to and fro here, people saying I'm talking rubbish. There is no thing called December. And if we look at the changing use of language in terms of the language of memes, the language of things that become popular, Twitter, social media is very much like that. You can have an entire conversation with someone in, let's say, the English language, but if you don't understand the language of memes, then you are totally lost.
Yeah, absolutely. And as someone who is a futurist, I am fascinated by culture and the shift in culture. And I heard an interview that you had earlier on in the week, or was it last week, where you're talking about the fact that the language CARPS is becoming more recognized. And I think that's it. CARPS, or December, as you say, is it's culture. It's the way we understand behavior within a community. And yeah, if you're outside of that culture, you won't necessarily understand what somebody's talking about. But for people who are within that culture, they absolutely have a feeling or an emotional connection to exactly what you're saying. And those are the things that are important to watch and to understand and to see how the shifts are happening, because then you have a better understanding about how change might happen. So it's a fascinating topic for me. Yeah.
Before we get to your pick of the week, I don't know, what's Yuan Kino's arrangement about something that's not your pick of the week? Your flop of the week. I don't know if you heard the new Spar Tops ad that's been circulating on social media.
I haven't, no.
Let's look, I'm gonna play it for you, and hopefully you can find it online. But okay. it's basically a man in a gown in pajamas in flops. On his head is the Spar Tops logo. He's marching through the street, and all of a sudden there are characters like Sims characters, CGI created humans, marching along with him in the street. And let's just have a listen.
A one, a two, a one, two, Tops at Spar, Tops at Spar. Tops at Spar, Tops at Spar. It's been a tough year, it's been a rough road, but we were all.
So, Jonathan, it's a man walking through a suburban street with the Spar's logo on his head, CGI created people marching around him. It's a bit of an annoying song, but you know, it's got me talking about Spar. And at the same time, I also think, what advertising does a liquor store even need?
Yeah, look, I think in the liquor space, competition is fierce. So Spar is one of the leading liquor outlets in South Africa. And I think what that adds is just telling me, just listening to the audio, is that people are super excited that all of the restrictions have now been lifted. I suppose as you describe the ad, we've been in lockdown and we're sitting in our pajamas for so long. Now it's like Twitter never yawns. We're going to go out and we're going to go to Spar and we're going to have a lekker time. And there's a celebration on the cards courtesy of Spar. In some sense, it sounds like a bit of an irritating ad, but, you know, I might disagree with you. I might think, wow, that is actually quite a good ad, because they're kind of saying the celebration is at top Spar. Get down there because it's going to be wild. So, yeah.
Okay, now let's go to your pick of the week. It features the OG Snoop Dogg.
Right. So I sent you an ad. It's a Corona ad featuring Snoop Dogg. I wonder if we can also play that.
Everyone's so busy keeping up. Forget about the Joneses. We all on our telephones with the texts and the tweets and the beats. What he said, she said, can't even follow the thread. Down the hole, we all go. Me, I like keeping up too. With my Corona and my attitude. That's the fine life, baby.
Snoop Dogg also in a gown. On a beach, it's more of a silk gown than anything else. Right. On the beach, drinking Corona. I must admit to you, Jonathan, when Corona started, before we were in lockdown, it was around about February, and started making the news, I bought my first six-pack of Corona. And then all of a sudden, I started liking it. I wonder if this lockdown, as serious as it is, you know, possibly wasn't a very, very good advertising, you know, model or vehicle for the beer.
Yeah. Well, I remember, Lester, at the time, there was a bit of a conspiracy going around that, you know, people were stopping buying Corona beer because somehow you know, they thought it was connected with the virus. I'm not sure how that is even possible. But, yeah, I think the virus potentially could have been a huge opportunity for Corona. And leading out of this period of lockdown, especially in South Africa, Corona have tapped Snoop Dogg to be their face of promotion for summer. But, my pick of the week is not necessarily for Corona. My pick of the week is for Snoop Dogg. Because Snoop Dogg is one of those celebrities who came onto the scene in 1992, which is a long time ago. And this guy kind of presents himself as a hip-hop celebrity. He smokes a lot of marijuana. He spends a lot of time sort of speaking in rhymes. And he looks like a bit of a washout. But if I can just tell you the things that he endorses, he's got as many endorsements as Tiger Woods has. You know, he's endorsed by Adidas, Monster Energy Drink, Chrysler. He's got investments into Reddit. He's even now got his own wine company called Snoop Cali Red. And actually, he's doing some really innovative things using augmented reality in promoting this wine label. But it just goes to show you that celebrity, especially music celebrity, is not about selling albums, even though Snoop Dogg has sold over 35 million albums. Money comes to these guys because they're endorsements, because they are influencers, because they're able to shift popular culture and to shift the way people think about products. And that's how they make their money. And they are far more successful than artists like a Bruce Springsteen or Nirvana or any of those guys. These guys make serious money. And it just shows you as to how popular culture has shifted and how the business model of music and celebrity is quite different these days. And I'm a kind of a fan of Snoop Dogg, but I'm much more of a fan of his business sense.
Snoop D-O-double-G, yeah. I think is the O-G. LeBron James makes more money off endorsements, you know, altogether than when he was with the Lakers now, but his previous team. He besides his salary that he gets from being a basketballer, his endorsements, all his other interests makes him wealthier than the owner of the team that he was playing for. It's really something to look into. Jonathan Cherry of Cherry Flavor Media, thanks so much for joining us on today.